You're listening to the Breakfast Day Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
Good morning. This is the Breakfast Day Brunchy Show. The A-Team is back. Morning, Rochelle.
Sorry, eating an apple.
Oh, she's eating an apple. It is the 18th of July. Morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Ah, here we all are, back again. We weren't here yesterday. None of us,
We weren't here yesterday.
But none of us were here last week, were there?
I was.
Yeah, Sam too, and we didn't turn up, either of us, which was, you know.
I did say I wasn't coming in, though.
No, I didn't.
And I covered for you. That's professional radio.
To cover for each other. Well, anyway,
just because you've got lots of jobs now doesn't mean you can't phone in and say you're not coming in, love.
Oh, dear.
Spiky this morning.
Yeah.
Always spiky.
So how are we, Rochelle?
I'm good.
Right, that's great radio.
That's
so, moving swiftly on, how are you, Sam?
Good.
I'm sorry.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger.
I was forced to do that.
But our radio works again. Someone's gone out and bought some
Sam
batteries.
Sam did last time.
Sam again.
Yeah. he was putting the batteries in the last show.
Now, it's sunny and cloudy today in rugby, and I reckon it's going to be
about
the same today.
I'm not convinced that is rugby anymore. I think it's London.
No.
Oh, we've moved.
I've got a feeling it's London.
How? Why?
Because it's never like that in rugby.
So it's a lying clock.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, 11 minutes past 10, it's sunny and cloudy. And that is basically what's going on outside too. And Finney's off to his third girl's birthday party today.
Oof, God.
I'll tell you. There's been a lot of pink in the house and a lot of bunting. And actually, I had a little do for Mandy on my house.
Yes, I heard about this... Mandy Webb, who for regular listener will know, is a fellow presenter here on SCR.
Mm. What was her 30th birthday?
Yes, quite. Jack Daniels and ice cream or something, wasn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Jack was not invited. It was lemonade and ginger ale.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunch Show.
Yes, you are. This is the Breakfast Brunchy Show. Oh, that's easy for me to say.
This is the Breakfast Brunchy Show.
You're getting better with that, Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, I like our website with my little in Roger's new music we loved. It's wicked.
Oh, do you like that bit?
I like that bit. And I've got some cracking tunes later on for in Roger's new music we loved, so get ready for that.
Brilliant. We're through with you until 12. All the usual things will be there. Shop of the Week. We've got, what else? We've got Roger's new music we loved.
Yep.
We've got
a very funny quiz. Yeah. Today. Very funny quiz.
Have we?
Good.
MySCR.co.uk.
Ellie Goulding. That was for Mandy on her birthday week.
What's it called?
Starry-eyed.
Jinx. Right, moving swiftly on, the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. It's going very well. You see, you can't speak now.
Brilliant. Going to speak. I keep winding up Nick, and Nick is about to self-combust to the on my right.
Yeah, it's really funny because you're both quite feisty today.
Yeah, she keeps winding me up, listener.
I keep winding him up. Well, it's been a long time, and
she says that I'm never invited to parties.
I can't remember the last party I was invited to, Nick.
Oh, God.
You weren't 19 then. You have to be over 21 to come to our party, Sam.
Oof.
You
Blimey.
Have to at least know about the Beatles.
You'll get the listener talking.
Anyway, you're listening to the Breakfasty Brunch Show. It is 10:16, and coming up, we have got really cool stuff in Roger's new music, We Lust, and a very, very funny quiz, apparently.
Oh.
But more excitingly... Well, not more excitingly, but exciting. We're going to mention this all morning. Please, if you fancy it, Global Gathering is coming up, as you well know. It's a massive festival here in Stratford. And we at Stratford Community Radio have two tickets worth £120 to be won. The dates of the events are the 30th and 31st of July. Apparently, there's going to be 50,000 people there. That sounds like... quite hectic.
A lot of people.
It's a lot of people. Anyway, there's 150 top DJs. Dizzy Rascal's going to be there, so Finley's going to be going in for this competition. Faithless, Bloody Beetroots, Death Crew 77, who I've never heard of.
No, neither has anyone else at the station.
But you will hear of them. In fact, let's find them. Let's find them today.
Death Crew 77.
I'd like to hear them.
The title raises awareness for whether there'll be naughty language in there, so let's not play a track.
Well, we'll have a
no,
we'll
no,
have
no. We're not going to play a track. I'm certainly not going to play a track on our show of from Death Crew 77. I'm sorry, but
they will be at Global Gathering. Anyway, it's their 10th anniversary. So this is the competition. Are we ready? In 25 words. Now my friend Stephanie's to do this because she keeps winning everything at the moment, but. In 25 words, why is my SCR laughing now?
I know why you're laughing.
Oh, she's gone already. It's only 10:18. In 25 words, why is my CR the best radio station in the world?
I'd struggle.
Shut up! We're here!
I'm joking.
So, yeah, in 25 words. Why? In 25 words.
Why are you brilliant?
I've got 3 words. Nick and Roger.
Nick and Sam. We'd have to add Sam. Nick and Roger and Sam.
5 words.
Or the Breakfasty Brunch Show. That's 4 words.
Yeah.
There we are.
That's the best radio station in the world. There
I
you
think
go.
They're looking for superlatives, not just average words.
Okay. There's nothing average about our words.
There's nothing average about our names. Anyway, if you'd like to win 2 tickets to Global Gathering, in 25 words, why? I tell you, why is my SCR the best radio station in the world?
That's and a, send that's a that to quiz,
shut up. Send that to info@myscr.co.uk.
Nick and Rochelle,
and you're doing a play at the Coventry Belgrade. Let's talk about that. Local famous actor hits the Heady Heights.
Yes, I've been offered Athos in The Three Musketeers.
Who is Athos? Which one's Athos?
Athos, Porthos and Aramis. Athos is the drunk.
Well, did you just go in?
I just walked in with a bit of a hangover.
And a sword.
Yeah, which is what I've done most of my life. Yeah.
Brilliant. And they went, he's in.
Yeah.
Look at those
Asbury.
Ruddy cheeks.
Yeah, the director just went, I want Asbury.
Asbury's the man for me.
Yep, so I'm doing that. I'm doing that all over the country, but we shall be starting in the Belgrade at Coventry, the Belgrade Theatre Coventry, and so we can actually plug it legitimately on local radio. SCR.
Maybe we could do a competition. Maybe they'll very kindly give us tickets.
You know what?
You never know.
I don't think I would ever be so egotistical as to, you know, have a competition to come and see me in a show.
I would, though. I would.
I would.
I would. This is our little mission. Anyway, you are listening to the Breakfasty Brunch Show with a local professional actor. Nick Asprey.
I'm playing a gay rugby player in Midsummer Murders at the moment
I'm
as well.
Very glad, because they were going to take Midsummer Murders off, I thought. But it's just
John Nettles. This is the first
John, as I like
episode.
To call him.
First, well, John Nettles is a local boy. He's,
Maybe we could get him
we
on
We could bring
show.
Him in. But also, now that he's left Midsummer Murders, he's going to have a bit of time on his hands, obviously. But I was at the read-through on Friday, and it was the first...
You keep going to a lot of read-throughs,
don't
you?
The first ever episode of the new guy, Neil Dudgeon, who's a lovely, lovely man, a very great actor as well.
Was Neil Dudgeon in Hustle?
No, you're thinking of Mark Warren, aren't you?
Yeah, do you know what? I get them confused.
They are so ridiculously unalike. It's
but I do always get them confused.
But he should be doing that, and I shall be playing a gay rugby player in which I try and chat up Neil Dudgeon in Midsummer Murders.
What's
funny.
Neil Dudgeon been in as well?
You'd recognize. He's got one of those faces.
Yeah.
He's just been in.
He's
everything,
in everything,
you know?
Isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a lovely guy. Anyway, moving swiftly on. I'm also in Hustle, of course.
Hustle.
Three lines. And I.
Three lines, careful.
Yeah, three lines. I don't want to get too much. And the reason the Tash is back is because the In-Betweeners. It's all
going on. If you would like a signed autograph of Nicholas Asprey, info@mycr.co.uk.
Stratford Community Radio.
Diane Vickers, that's quite enough of that.
Well, I don't know.
It's all
so... Diana Vickers!
Told you I had it.
Diana Vickers!
Sam's moved on to Diana Vickers, because since Ellie...
I've moved on, I've just added it to the list.
Oh, added to the list. Oh, there's a list from Sam.
There's only two so far.
Because poor Sam, Ellie is now...
Ellie Goulding is now going out with Greg James, Radio 1 DJ, of course.
Because you knew that, didn't you, Nick?
I'm about as current as a bun.
I told him that. But, yes, so... But I can understand why Diana Vickers might be another choice.
Is she hot? Is she
She's
hot?
She's very pretty. She's kooky.
Right. Anyway,
kooky.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Richard Price has been in contact with us. He says he thanks us for the kind words about the Riverfest, but reminds us in a cliche-ridden way that there is no I in team. Credits to Marion, Shirley and Johnny at Stratford, plus
is
all
not?
The River
Nick,
people.
Nick, all these years...
all these years. But I mean, there is no I in the word team. There is a U in
you
the word.
You learn something every day.
There is a U in the word. But the Sunday evening guy at the River Festival was Geordie Folky Bob Fox.
Bob Fox, he was brilliant.
Oh,
Bob Fox,
that was brilliant, Nick.
I did nick that, I have to say, from Clive Wood. That happened to me in America. Anyway, there we go. And he says, if you can play my Facebook-posted Detectives MP3 by Gavin Lear. The answer is no, we can't. Not at the moment, but we're going to try. So there we are. Sam, can you sort that out?
Sorry, miles away again.
Oh, God, he's not listening.
He's thinking of Diana Vickers, isn't he? Mm. Anyway, you are listening to Breakfasty Brunch Show, and I just want to reiterate the competition we are running today. We have got two hot tickets for Global Gathering. They're worth £120 each. The event is 30th, 31st of July, so you'll get those, but what you have to do in order to win these tickets in 25 words.
Stop smiling.
Well, what can I do? Why is MySER the best radio station in the world? Stop laughing at me! Once you have gathered your 25 words, info@myser.co.uk, and you will be in for the chance of winning those tickets.
Why is MySER the best radio station in the world?
MySCR.co.uk.
Ewan from The Vibe has emailed
that
in.
That is not how you say my name.
Rougi.
Old hacker of Facebook.
Yeah, don't know how to spell your name, Roger. Sorry. R, he says. Ewan from The Vibe here. He says, that song was mint. Shout out to Big Rob trying to win at disc golf in Quarry Park. Go, Rob.
Go, Rob.
Love the lovely show. Rob. Guys, you rock. Well, so does The Vibe. It's just one big loving here at Stratford Community Radio. That's why, in 25 words, we are the best radio show in the world. Anyway,
let's have something. Oh, no. Let's have something current and then do the quiz.
Oh, all right.
Well, do you want to do the quiz now?
No, let's have some music.
Exactly. We'll have some music. Get people ready to have their pens and papers at the ready, like us, for example.
You'll notice I've put two pens on the keyboard for you today.
Look at that.
Look at that. You know us too well, Sam Malloy.
Hit the music.
Hit the music.
Damn music.
This is like current, man.
Hit the music like...
In it, bruv.
Okay, bruv, hit it up, man.
This is Kickstarts. Example.
Get in. Yo, lad.
So very sad.
Nick and Rochelle. The quiz.
Oh, where's my pen?
It's on the keyboard.
Here you are, Roger. Don't panic.
Don't cheat, Asprey.
Cheat.
How
rude.
How rude to you.
How
back.
How rude.
I'll whip you.
You never cheat.
Right, you ready?
Let's do it.
Question number one.
Yeah. Your steak.
Which was the last country to stage both the Summer and Winter Olympics in the same year?
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
You were looking at me.
I was also looking at a very good song that's about to play. Sorry.
Which was the last country to stage both the Summer and Winter Olympics in the same year?
Yeah, but he will know this. I hope you've got some kind of current...
Is it Germany, Italy, Japan or USA?
Oh.
What is it again?
Oh.
What was it?
Which country staged both the Summer and Winter Olympics in the same year?
Which was the last kit.
Yeah.
All right.
You ready?
Yes. Question. Don't pick on me.
Actually,
don't start.
I think this book's about 7 years old, so could be wrong. Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
which of the following is the furthest west? Barbados?
Oh, my word.
Haiti, Jamaica, or Puerto Rico?
Ooh.
Further west.
furthest west.
That's tricky.
Oh dear. Right, come on then.
Ready?
Do I win a ticket to Global Gathering if I get this?
If only.
Maybe we could go in disguise for the tickets to win the Global Gathering tickets.
I wouldn't be able to just do the 25
lose.
Words.
You'd lose, Nick. Right, come on.
You just load up. Question number three.
Yeah.
I kind of like it, actually.
Oh, bear with me.
That's what I'm next.
And now, it's time for... What Happened Next?
Right. Here's the first clip.
It was good. It was cool. It was quirky. Interesting.
Do you know what? It harps back to the 90s.
What happened next? This was a couple of weeks ago when you weren't here.
But I just spoke on it.
Sorry, when I wasn't here, how is my voice speaking?
Last week when you weren't here, sorry.
Well, how can I know what happens next then?
Not even I know what happens next, and I was here. That was my voice.
Well, I thought I was speaking as well.
I've messed it up. Just think what happens next.
Oh. Right, okay. So we're going to have to go over the answers. We're going to have to go over the questions again.
Hang on, I've got one more yet.
One more.
Okay. I can't play you a clip because this one's a compilation, but can you tell me, not last week, but the week before when you were here.
Yeah.
How many times... in the 2 hour show, did Nick stumble?
Oh. God. Probably about 150.
You've got to write down your answer. And this is goes out to everybody out there as well. If you want to join in, info@mysdr.co.uk with your answers.
Before we go on, can I just play you a clip from one of them? And I have to say, it's my absolute favourite clip out of all of them. And this is the kind of thing you're going to be hearing.
Hang on a second. Yeah, we have to.
Oh dear.
Classic.
Right, can you tell me what happens next?
It was good. It was cool. It was quirky. Interesting.
Do you know what? It harps back to the 90s.
That was... What Happened Next?
So go through the...
On Stratford Community Radio.
Questions again.
Sorry, yeah, I forgot to do the questions. Right. Question number one.
Yep. Your stake.
Which was the last country to stage both the Summer and Winter Olympics in the same year? Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
Which of the following is the furthest west? Hang on a second. Is it Barbados, Haiti, Jamaica or Puerto Rico? And what happens next after this clip?
It was good. It was cool. It was quirky. Interesting.
Do you know what? It harps back to the 90s.
And how many times did Nick stumble in a two-hour show?
God, blimey. Answers, info@myscr.co.uk.
Stratford Community Radio. The quiz.
Sorry, I was doing my PRS. Right. Question number one.
Your stake.
Which was the last country to stage both the Summer and Winter Olympics in the same year?
Nick Asprey.
I put the USA.
So did I.
Oh.
And I really did. I did not cheat. Nobody phoned me. I really did. Look. USA. Thank you.
All right. Get her. She's in today, isn't she?
The answer is Germany.
Oh, Germany again.
Those damn Germans.
Those damn Germans.
I was born in Germany.
Oh, yeah. Offenbach. Often late.
I'll bet he
wasn't
dirty.
That part of the Mr. and Mrs. quiz we did once?
Yeah,
you
I like that
it wrong.
Mr. and Mrs. quiz.
You laughed at Marcus's answer and it turned out to be the right one.
And so you see.
Yes, I did.
Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
Which of the following is the furthest west? Barbados, Haiti, Jamaica or Puerto Rico?
Raja Ferjani.
I've written Haiti.
Nick?
I have.
I put Haiti as well.
There we go, great minds.
The answer is Jamaica.
Oh. Do you know what? I nearly wrote Jamaica and I thought it was too obvious.
Jamaica, Alaska.
Actually, Sam came up with a really funny joke. I can't remember it now. I'm not going to try desperately to do it now, but it's very funny. It's an acting joke. I'll write it down for next week.
Ready for question number three?
Yep.
Question number three.
Should we just do it now? Because we always forget.
And now it's time for What Happened Next?
It was good. It was cool. It was quirky. Interesting.
Do you know what? It harps back to the 90s.
What happened next? Roger.
I fell off my chair, is what I've written.
I turned into an animal.
Right. Well, you kind of just tie in with the answer, actually, that.
Oh.
What?
It's not the answer, but it ties in with it. You ready?
Yeah.
Here is the result.
It was good. It was cool. It was quirky. Interesting.
Do you know what? It harps back to the 90s. You know what I mean? Like,
excuse me.
Oh, lovely. That nice.
That was all over your shoulder, that was.
Disgusting.
That was all over your shoulder.
Oh. Nick sneezed all over Richard's shoulder.
Oh, dear.
You disgust me.
What? Trifle harsh, but fair, I think.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Forgot about that.
Can you tell me how many stumbles did Nick do in one show?
I've written 32.
I've written 35.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Here is the answer.
No, it was Roger and who nine. We introduced this is if you want it. Hang on a second. Yeah, we have to. So I think that's young. You've got out. Very good. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm with the kids. You know. Yeah, but I'm so cool. brilliant. Well, there you are.
Well.
Wow.
The answer.
Funny piece of editing, actually, Sam.
Let's just play this again, shall we? That's my favourite. That's a 3-second stumble.
Three.
So how many was it, then?
The answer.
Yeah.
Was 48.
Oh.
Do you know what? I didn't want to be mean and write 50.
Thanks very much, Rosie.
I have to tell you though, that isn't actually all of them because I ran out of time in the actual clip. So
let's get on to Coventry Belgrade.
Yeah. No, well, you know, this is the breakfast break. I am the consummate professional.
Oh, so Nick won the quiz today.
But was. What happened next? On Stratford Community Radio.
This is a request. We have no idea what it is.
Hello. The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
This has been the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Young Sam.
Pleasure. Thank you, Nick.
And thank you, Roger.
Pleasure.
And thank you, me.
Thank you to you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. What do you say? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Do please go for those competitions, though, because they do sound fantastic.
Brilliant. We shall be back same time next
same
week,
place.
I think. Yeah. Same time, same place. Tune in. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye. Have a lovely, lovely week.
Marcus is still with us.
Yeah, he's on probation.
He's considering
though.
It. Yeah. We're on probation.
No, we're on.
See you next week.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.